Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. And a podcast is there, too, as we get rolling into a stormy. It's going to be a stormy Tuesday.
Yeah, morning, but you know Jamie. What? Yesterday is like I waited. It kept looking like it was going to do something. The clouds built up, and then
nothing. A big old fat turd.
Nothing.
Not that.
Oh, and today we're supposed to boycott McDonald's.
We are?
Yeah.
Why? I like McDonald's.
Yeah, something about fair pay and manufacture. I don't know.
I'm not boycotting.
Yeah.
Unless I know the real details.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I just can't go on rumors, Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
Not when it comes to a Big Mac.
No.
Man's got to make, he's got to put his foot down at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The great McDonald's boycott or something.
My kid has gotten on a, you know how we go into binge eating and we have a restaurant that we'll hit like five times a week?
Yeah.
You know, we just get into that little rut, right? He is so into KFC right now. It's like it was just first discovered.
He was into Jimmy John's.
Yeah, well, Jimmy John's is still on the list, but it's been bumped.
Okay.
Bumped down to number two.
Oh,
okay?
Gotcha. All right.
But right now, the big three-piece meal over KFC with extra biscuits is the way to go.
He's only 7. All right. How old is he?
7.
7. He gets 3 pieces plus extra biscuits?
We get 3.
Holy hell.
I've been there for the last 3 days. Last 3 days, I've been over at KFC picking up chicken.
Damn.
But yeah, the three-piece, original, too. Original. Yeah, uh-huh. You don't go with the crispy. You go with original.
And extra biscuits. That kid loves the carbs.
6 extra biscuits.
6?
Well, he doesn't eat them all.
Uh-oh.
But we get 6. We get 6.
How many do you eat?
5.
So the extra biscuits are for you.
Yeah, right.
With those packets of honey. I love to steal those, too. You know, got the little packets up there. Got some good honey sauce.
I'm not really a fan of KFC.
I haven't been to one in, I can't tell you how long. Years.
Well, my friends used to service their uniforms, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
So you got the inside scoop.
Oh, their chicken's delicious. I don't care what's touching it.
I think you would if I told you.
Yeah, well, I won't tell Frog.
No.
Because he's on a roll right now.
Yeah, and I was really bummed, too, when they told me they had a big uniform company in L.A. or whatever, and they'd pick up all the uniforms.
Right.
And when they told me this one, I was like, you just ruined my life because I am a fan of the game. I've never eaten there since, and it's been 10 years.
Oh, man.
I will tell you, when you walk into the place, the one near my house, it doesn't have a good vibe. I don't like those. And we've mentioned this before. I don't like those combo places.
I do.
This one is a Taco Bell in KFC.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best one.
No, it's not. The one in San Diego. The Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
The trifecta
is the best one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. This one, I don't know. For some reason, I taste the tacos in my chicken. the biscuits have a little like a salsa taste to them.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Because you used to, by your house, Carson, you used to have the Pizza Hut taco combo, which is a good one.
Yeah, Pizza Hut taco combo.
That's a good one. That's it went out of business. I don't know why. But that was over by your house.
Best one that I've ever been to has an A&W root beer.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good, too, because solid. I think it's a fish place.
Hey, it's the Fat Morning Show.
Yeah.
You're talking about Long John Silver's and A&W. We've got one in Parker.
I don't know.
Oh, you do?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll be honest with you. I just remember
a little early to be talking about tacos.
Yeah, root beer. I love that root beer, man. That's some good stuff. Yeah, it's going to be stormy today. I know we didn't get anything yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the area got anything, did we?
I don't think so.
I never saw anything on the radar.
No.
But today it's supposed to be really nasty.
I mean, they're really saying nasty. I read on KDVR, severe.
Yeah.
They used the word severe.
Severe.
They didn't say really nasty.
They did?
No.
I said nasty.
Really nasty. Yeah.
They should use that word more. I mean, think about it. Yeah. Severe versus nasty.
Well, you said really nasty.
Really nasty.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
more. It's I got like more it. Emphasis on it,
it
right?
Does.
All right.
Yeah.
Really nasty storms coming in later on today, they say, with hail, high winds. Maybe a couple of waves of storms. Nobody knows for sure.
Did you guys see that storm that rolled into Lake Tahoe?
Yeah.
Holy
was that
hell.
Nasty?
Yeah.
I mean, they had waves like 4 feet tall in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. It looked like an ocean.
It was crazy.
It was insane. And it just came out of nowhere.
No.
Yeah, and they had like hail and stuff. So that's the scary part about Chatfield when you're on Chatfield, because those storms can just roll in and all of a sudden you have, 2 foot waves.
Yeah.
And you're on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
Forget it.
You're on a lake that massive.
Yeah, Tahoe, yeah.
Oh, no,
you
I'm
meant Chatfield? I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I tasted Taco Bell in my chicken yesterday.
That is crazy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, coming up at 7:30 this morning. Lola tickets to give away. It's the only song I would know if I go to the show.
I think it's the only song she has right now.
Lola.
But hopefully she'll be like Benson Boone and Shaboozy, where I thought those were going to both be one-hit wonders,
yeah.
But they're not at all.
Yeah, that Shaboozy guy, man, he's a little surprising, isn't he?
He came out with, we just played his second hit.
He's really good.
He comes following up with something, maybe something after that. Who knows? Lola might turn out to be the next Taylor Swift.
Who knows?
You never know.
You really don't. It's just all a crapshoot.
I was looking at that Taylor Swift video again yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it. I was putting in my head the frumpy stuff that you were talking about.
Mm.
Man, she does carry it well.
She carries
frumpy pretty darn well.
I don't know how to explain it because it sounds so mean, but it's just like this, like she doesn't have inner sexy.
You're right.
You know, like there's just, but somebody said it's because she wants to be like girl next door and that's why all the fans love her.
More relatable.
Yeah, because she's just so relatable, because she's awkward and all that stuff. And so that's what's so adorable about her. But I don't know. When you're with Travis Kelce, you feel like you need a little bit of sexy.
Yeah.
Especially compared to what he used to date.
Or even sexy and athleticism. You need a little bit of that, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The coordination stuff.
I feel like
because he's a pro.
Because I feel like her at the gym, she wouldn't know how to...
No. No.
I bet you that's a spectacle to watch, actually.
I know I told you guys this once, but one time So my ex-husband is an orthopedic surgeon, right? So, listen, book smart all the way, great guy, whatever. But we were on some trip. I don't know. I said, let's go to the gym. Let's hit the hotel gym. The guy never worked out. It was so embarrassing. I was like, you gotta be kidding.
Right, wait a minute. What did he do that was so embarrassing?
He just didn't even know.
He didn't know how to use the equipment?
Nothing. Like, not even free weights.
He's like, what do you do with these dumbbells? You just throw them across the room or what?
Do you ever see those videos of people that go in the gym and they get on the equipment
and
don't know
wrong.
How to use it?
Yeah.
Like they're on their backwards or something. And then somebody comes over, taps them on the shoulder, shows them how to use it. Like,
well, some of them are confusing.
They are.
Some of them, like the Nautilus equipment and stuff. You know, when it first came out, the Nautilus stuff was really like
pretty intricate.
Yeah.
It taught me to never approach a machine you don't know about.
Or look on the side panel, it has how
they
you
do,
use it.
Yeah. And what muscle groups you hit.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to look on the side. But no, when my ex-husband he went in the gym, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, really? Like, did you never play high school sports where they threw you in the gym or anything? Nope. Nope.
Let's just go over here and stretch.
Yeah.
So it's not so embarrassing, right?
Oh, my God.
So I'm watching this video, and if you don't know what we're talking about, there's a video out there of from the past weekend. They're on a date night, and they come out the back door of some restaurant / bar. I don't know. But he looks like he's had a couple of cocktails, right? And she looks just really unsteady on her feet. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if that she just dizzy all of a sudden or what it is. But I'm watching her movements. And she reminds me, you know who it is? The Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
She walks like him. She's got this, like, almost like she's on, like, a puppet. She's on strings or something.
Like she's walking for the first time.
It's just bizarre.
I haven't thought about it that hard, but.
You went in depth on this.
You well, really did.
The only reason I did is because of your, you know, your thinking on it yesterday when we brought it up. And so I saw it again on my feed and I thought, man, Jamie's right. There's just something weird about this.
You know, I will say, though, they've lasted way longer than I thought they would.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, way longer.
Me too.
Yeah.
So. And I think it's going to go longer than that. I think they're going to get married at some point. I do.
Well, look at you knowing Taylor Swift and Travi. Yeah.
Well, I try to stay plugged in, man. You know, I go home every day and just dig in.
Yeah.
Man.
I
just dive into this stuff.
Have you ever figured out how to sign into Netflix?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw a list, though. You know how they put out those lists like the top 10 must see for this particular stream. So I saw one for Netflix. Man, I got to figure out Netflix because there's some good stuff on there. I just got to figure it out.
You're the only human I know that can live without it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I watch it every day.
There's
got
to be more people out there like me that don't use Netflix.
I think a lot of grandpas.
Not Grandpa Nick watches.
Like, I can see my dad not knowing how to do Netflix.
Yeah.
And then going, what the hell is that stuff? And they'd say that, the bad word. Net blanks.
I'm so surprised you don't like Full Swing. You really get into Full Swing.
I know.
Yeah,
for
I don't
sure.
think I would.
Yeah. Or quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really care for
those.
I feel
like we do this every year, though, with them. Yeah.
I don't think I like quarterbacks.
We're
I don't think
to talk
I like
full swing.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Just not my cup of tea.
But I did finish up America's Sweethearts.
Man,
yeah, I did.
Is that the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders?
It is. It's season two of Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. And spoiler alert. But they got a 400% pay increase.
Wow.
How much
400%?
Is that? Because I heard they only made a couple hundred bucks. You
yeah,
know,
I don't know. They didn't say their salaries. They didn't give us that. They just
I
said
would
400%.
Guess the Cowboys cheerleaders are probably the highest paid in the league, first of all.
Well, they are now because everybody gave them such grief because of the season one. These girls were getting evicted from their apartments. They couldn't pay for their apartments or anything.
Yeah. I'm saying before the raise, they're the most prestigious. They started it all when it came to cheerleaders with the pro teams. So I would say they were the highest paid, but now for them to get a 400%, they got to be making, you know, maybe a grand a game or something like that. That's still not a lot of money.
$500 per game, according to E! News.
Wow.
That's before the raise or after?
That's after.
Okay.
And they get $15 to $20 per hour, depending on like how veteran they are, for practice.
Oh, for practice?
Yeah.
Up to $75 per hour.
Yeah.
Because they practice all night long.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, I finished it. I recommend it. It's really good. Yeah. But you just wonder what their careers are. It's kind of like, you know, professional football players that are second string, you know, like what do you do after that?
I know
that?
For the Broncos, I think it's only a limit of 5 years that you can be on the team and then that's it.
And then
you're
done.
You like tap out.
Yeah.
I think they're a lot like people that run out to Hollywood to become actors and actresses. I think that they do this on the side, but really what makes the money is they're waiting tables somewhere.
Yeah.
Or they're doing something like that. You know what I mean?
These girls all have second and third jobs.
Yeah. They'd have to.
I mean, it's tough. But then after they're six, like some of the girls are on for 6 years. But then what do? Like that's your whole life. You know, all thousands of people are screaming for you and stuff. And then you're just like.
And you've just been focusing on that the entire time.
That's all. It's a routine. Like every single day you go to practice and blah, blah, blah. And then like, what do?
Yeah. There must be millions watching this thing. Because it's all over my feed. Man.
It is.
I mean, it just pops up. I don't know if it's because you've brought it up that I notice it, but it's everywhere.
Well, no, like people even celebrities are like all of them are watching.
Yeah. And like I saw an Instagram feed where they're deep in, like they're doing a deep dive. Everyone's like looking up their husbands and their boyfriends, like who are these guys married to these women? And
that's
like,
so funny because I won't say, but there's something that happened and I pushed pause and went on Google to figure out what happened with this one girl.
You're invested.
I am. How dumb is that? Like, what's, I don't even know these
what's
people.
It called, all the time. What's it called again?
America's Sweethearts.
America's Sweetheart. Yeah. The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders band. All right, tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
grab a hold of something, it's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, somebody said, you know, we were talking about fast food earlier or whatever. Yeah. Somebody said, now make sure that you check, but because I don't know if it's true or not, but they said one of the Del Tacos might be opening back up on County Line Road in South Quebec.
No, that's right by the gym.
Is it?
I'll do you a favor. I'll swing by there for you.
Okay, will you? Will you take a gander?
Yeah.
I went by one the other day, and it was still closed.
Now, if I grab you a couple of tacos, you eat them tomorrow?
No, I will not.
Put them in the fridge.
But thank you. But thank you.
Okay.
According to American Customer Satisfaction Index, Chick-fil-A was voted the highest in customer satisfaction for the 11th consecutive year. The chain beat its fast food competitors as well as other brands like Panera and Starbucks and Domino's. So Chick-fil-A. Now, I will tell you, here's how I know advertising works. Because I was driving home and we played a Chick-fil-A commercial about the little mini chicken biscuits, you know?
Mm-hmm. The breakfast ones.
Yes, and I was driving home and the guy's like, yeah, and the honey butter on the biscuit. And I was like, that sounds great. So I went right to Chick-fil-A, and that did not let me down. So good, those little biscuits for breakfast. Oh, my God.
They
what
always
are
hit.
Those? Oh, my God. I dip mine in honey mustard.
I do the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
Yeah. It's kind of like a honey mustard a little bit.
So good. So good. All right. Anyway, so yeah, they were voted number one. Sean Diddy Combs won't testify at his own trial. Sean Diddy Combs' lead attorney shared that the rapper won't be testifying in his sex trafficking trial. His attorney will instead present the jury with an array of evidence. They won't be calling one single witness. This sucker is wrapping up, and we don't know what's going to happen. We know that they're trying to, you know, maybe get a mistrial because one juror was out. Then they said they were going to get a mistrial because of the Iran war. I don't get that part.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get a mistrial. I think that part's over with. I think this guy has probably, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 days of chirping up there in front of the jury about how, you know, that there's no evidence and all that. I think we're going to go to the jury by Thursday or Friday.
Yep, and then it'll be
over.
So
let's go.
Hopefully we'll figure out what's going on, you know? I mean, it'll be all done. All wrapped up and he'll get sentencing. Or do they sentence later?
They sentence later. I think it varies, Jamie. It can be one state or the other. I don't know for sure. But here's what I think. Now, I was thinking of this too, Jamie.
Okay.
When I saw that the defense was going to go ahead and rest or whatever, you know what's going to happen here. The jury, they're going to give a verdict before the July 4th holiday. They're not going to, you know, sit on this thing through that holiday weekend, right?
Right.
So we're going to have the conclusion to this. Maybe by Monday of next week, it's going to be over and done.
Because they want to go on vacation?
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Oh,
I mean, if I was like on the fence, I'd make a decision before I go on vacation.
Yeah. But there's always that jerk in there. In the room. That's like
the guy that has no vacation plans?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes us all sit there and deliberate.
He's that staycation guy that's on the jury.
What happens if it's a hung jury? Are they going to retry?
They'll have to.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, they'll go back.
They'll be that guy. They'll be that guy.
I've got more questions.
Yeah. Brad Pitt just opened up in a big way about his past struggles with alcohol and how things really hit rock bottom. He was on a podcast called Armchair Expert. Here is what he had to say, number one.
You know, I was in pretty, I was pretty much on my back.
Yeah.
You know, on my knees. And I was really open to, I was trying anything and everyone, anything anyone threw at me. It was a particular difficult time. I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the up in some areas. And it just meant a lot to me. So, yeah, the first is, oh, my God, it's coming around. You know, it's coming around. It's getting closer. It's going to be yours.
Yeah.
But everyone was so open.
It's contagious, right?
It is. It gives you permission in a way to go, okay, I'm going to step out on this edge and see what happens. And then I really, you know, I just really grew to love it.
He was talking about, sorry about that. He was talking about Alcoholics Anonymous, that he loved the meetings. He ended up loving the meetings. Here's the second part of that.
I am a stubborn, but I am also, when I've stepped in, pretty good at taking responsibility for it and owning up to it.
Yeah.
And now it's a quest to, you know, what do I do with this? What, you know, how can I write this and make sure it doesn't happen again, or I just
be better.
Yeah, be better. Be better.
Yeah.
Step up. So I was really open to that, and I was really open to see what these guys were doing, who had their thing and been there for a while. Sure, I was a bit shy. I can generally be a bit shy in any kind of situation first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I don't know. I just remember getting my arms around it pretty quickly, and really, 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 yeah, it became a thing for me. It was really like something I'd look forward to.
You know, he talks about how he was so rock bottom and everything. Now I'm wondering if all that airplane stuff really happened. You know, and he was just blacked out and didn't even know what he was doing.
I think it did.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I think it did. Now, there's a video that came out yesterday of the F1. They did the premiere. I don't know if it was overseas or somewhere, where he gets surprised by Tom Cruise. Do you really think that he didn't know Tom Cruise was there?
I don't think he did, because he was shocked when they said, you know, Tom Cruise thinks that this is an amazing movie. And he's like, wow. Tom Cruise, I look up to him.
It looks authentic.
Does it?
But I saw the video yesterday. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, if you're Brad Pitt and you're there for this F1 premiere, wherever this was, the set looks awesome. They've got a car there, and he's out there, and the flash bulbs are going off. Then walks out Tom Cruise all of a sudden.
I know that Tom Cruise is a huge fan of this movie. He said it was amazing and all this stuff. And Brad was like, oh, well, he goes, I look up to Tom Cruise. I mean, nobody can do the stunts like Tom Cruise.
Seriously.
Yeah. He looked surprised. Yeah. He really did. I saw the video yesterday and I thought, wow.
All the F1 drivers, they looked so good. They were all dressed up, but they were at the F1 premiere.
Where was that at?
London.
London.
London. I thought maybe it was Monaco, but it was London.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We're going to go see it at the IMAX thing.
It's going to be so cool.
When's it out?
I feel like
June 27th.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a couple days away.
So this weekend.
Ta-da! All right. Katy Perry has sparked breakup rumors. We talked about this yesterday. I just ran out of oxygen. Anyway, because she's quietly rented out her forever home. You know that house she took away from that nun and she killed that nun?
Yeah, she killed her.
Yeah. Well, it's a $30 million mansion in Montecito. And the thing is that she fought for this mansion, fought for it, but now she's renting it out. So was she living in it?
I don't know.
Me either. They're saying, why is this sparking fresh breakup rumors by quietly renting out the forever home where she and Orlando Bloom were to raise their child?
I'm stumped.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you get for a rent for a $30 million house?
I don't know how you rent one out. I just don't get it.
Yeah. One of the Real Housewives in Miami, she's renting her condo. It's just a condo in Miami for $40,000 a month.
Yeah. Oh. I guess if you have like one of the big stars who are out there to shoot a movie or something that, you know, are willing to pay $30,000 a month, and they're only going to be there for 6 months to shoot this film.
And they won't pay it.
Yeah. You know, the movie industry will pay that for them. So maybe something like that for those houses?
Well,
I don't get
it. Chris Pratt and his family are renting it.
Huh.
So, it says, and this is the mean part, it says, after winning her year-long battle with 85-year-old Carl Westcott, the woman that died for this mansion, Katy Perry.
Bless her heart.
Had to get the nun's house, didn't you? Now look at you. What do you got now, Katy?
I hope she's happy.
Fake astronaut, Katy.
When you cash all those checks of the renter in there, knowing that nun's dead.
Exactly.
You little snot.
I mean, who uproots an 85-year-old woman? Right?
Like, that is pretty heartless.
That is. Like, I mean, I'm going to uproot your entire life and you're 85. Like, you're just mean. My God. All right, I'm done. There you go, tabloid trash.
Now, the Orlando Bloom rumor. Are we agreeing that this marriage is over? Or are we just like, it's just all rumor?
Here's me.
Because I've seen no proof on this.
Here's me, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, I do. I do. There's things that trouble me.
It really?
Yeah. I don't sleep well.
I
don't sleep well if I don't know the answers to these things.
I lost interest in Katy Perry a long time ago.
I guess her tour's a turd.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's having a rough go.
Awful. Yeah.
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 Who
Remember
buys
when
a ticket?
We gave away tickets. Remember, we were telling our boss, we're like, nobody was calling.
Right. But you have to
and
give them
free.
Away. Because nobody's going to buy them.
But the thing is, like, when you try to give away something free and nobody even calls, like
that's
nobody even
it's bad.
Nobody even wanted to be caller 10.
Did she come here for the tour? I don't think so.
I don't think it's happened yet.
I don't know.
Again, I don't
so
care.
So bad we don't even know.
I don't know if it got canceled or what happened to it.
Bless her heart.
I hear she's in a martini glass, though, Carson. You might want to go.
No, that was Halsey.
I'm just saying.
She was giving out Katy Perry vibes the other night, though.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. I saw an article. It said it was from Westward, and it said that the hottest acts coming to Red Rocks that everybody's looking forward to. And I was like, oh, no. According to Carson, they've already been here. It was Halsey.
Greatest ever.
It doesn't get better than that.
Yes, Fidel.
Yeah. Perry was supposed to come here, remember? And then it got canceled because of that Nuggets game. And then it got rescheduled to, I think, July 10th.
It's never happened yet, right?
All right.
Well, it's a turd, they say. Enjoy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today is Tuesday. It is June 24th. There's only six more days left in June. And then we're into July.
I
and
can't
the 4th
believe
of
that.
4th of July weekend coming up next week.
No, I don't feel like I've done summer yet. It's already going to be July.
Well, summer, though, is not. I mean, just started four days ago.
But for me, it's always June, July, August. That's summer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so I feel like I've already pooped away 1 month, and now we only have July and August.
Well, you're not going to get it back.
I
not
know.
Gonna. All right, the forecast today. Let's start there, okay? It's supposed to be a little bit nasty, I guess. Later this afternoon, thunderstorms are coming through. Now, of course, we never know what's going to happen in Colorado, but in the forecast, high winds, some hail, lightning, all that, and maybe even more. Maybe
Who
even
knows?
A tornado warning.
Or
Who
maybe
knows?
Nothing.
Maybe nothing.
Who knows?
We'll find out later on today. All right, a couple of stories that are out there. First of all, let's start with the volcano and the lady that's trapped down there. Jamie, you brought this story this morning because you have been watching this. I wasn't even aware of it.
This is insane. So there's this girl. She was hiking, right? She's a, like, super fit girl, and she was hiking in Indonesia. She had a guide. She did everything correctly. Like, if you're going to travel alone, travel with a guide. So she had a guide, and she was hiking along the volcano. She slipped and fell. She fell 1,600 feet, but she slid all the way down, 1,600 feet. Her guide left. He just ditched her. Didn't tell authorities, didn't tell anybody. Then apparently these other hikers came along and heard her screaming for help.
Oh, no.
And so that's how they found out. So they've been trying to get her. She's been down there, I think, for 4 or 5 days. Thank God for drones. So they saw her on a cliff, and they got her some food and water, I guess. And now she's slid down further, and they don't know where she is.
Oh. She's missing.
So her friend put out an Instagram post, and we can play it now. Here's her friend.
Right. First of all, it started on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, they were able to contact her. They could hear the screams. Since yesterday, nothing.
Nothing.
Right?
They said that they think she slid further down.
Juliana's been missing now for over 60 hours, and she needs urgent rescue. Juliana was living her dream, backpacking through Southeast Asia. She spent a long time preparing for this, saving money. She planned everything very carefully. She was always in touch with her family about her destinations. On June 20th, she went on an excursion with the local agency to Mount Rinjani. And on the second day of the hike, she fell from a height of approximately 300 meters off the trail. And since then, she's been waiting for rescue.
Wait, wait, it goes way longer than that.
There's more.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Got a part one, part two.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry, wait, that's not all she had to say.
Yeah. No, there's a part two, too.
Okay,
I don't know why we broke it up, but we did,
okay.
And it's all good.
Okay. Her family only found out about the accident through social media from some tourists who were passing by. And since then, they've been in contact with the Brazilian embassy and the Indonesian government. But what we have received are conflicting, delayed, and often false information. They said that after 17 hours, she had received food and water, which was a relief for everyone. But that was not true. The rescue team reached her. They got to her unprepared, without proper equipment to be able to reach her. Then the operation was supposed to continue today, the 22nd, at dawn, but they were unsuccessful because, unfortunately, she is no longer where she was last seen. We do not know where she is right now. She's missing, and the place where she is now is dangerous, with difficult access. It's very slippery, and she keeps sliding down. We're living a nightmare here, and Juliana is missing. She's out there somewhere on this mountain.
I'm confused. Okay, she's down in this, and it's an active volcano, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the heat down there is just not too much?
I don't know. And gases, they are being lowered down there. So, I mean, it's, and people are going down there to try to find her.
Might not be too
I don't think this is going to turn out.
I don't either.
I think that since they've not heard a peep from her, and they did, she's no longer on that ledge that they thought she was on. Well, they knew she was on there because of the drone, but she's no longer there. She's relocated, either fainted or something. I don't think it looks good. I really don't.
And the thing is, they keep going, the rescuers keep going in, but then like fog, it'll say like, helicopters and had to be had to go around because the heavy fog. It just seems like an impossible thing. And what I really like the most is the empathy that we have here at Alice 105.9. When I say to Schmidl, hey, will you find that lady? It's just such a sad story. And he comes back and he goes, I have the audio and we got to save her because she's a pole dancer.
She's a good pole dancer, man.
It's not funny, bub.
She's probably dead.
Yeah. It's not funny.
I want her to be alive. I'm not.
You're in there watching her videos.
It's creepy.
You're wrong, man. You're just wrong.
I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
Because that's all we can do.
You're a sad human being. Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, seriously, with this story, though, man, what a terrible. You can't even imagine how she's feeling when she fell down in this thing, hopeless, sitting on the ledge,
screaming for help,
and you're on a volcano. The person's left you.
I can't believe that guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just leave her down there. You know she's down there. You didn't go get help or anything.
I mean, didn't even tell anybody. It's so bizarre. I mean, that's you have one job. You know, it's not your fault she slid. Go get help for her.
Exactly.
What a story.
It is, isn't it? It's like something you can't even fathom.
It reminds me of those miners that were trapped.
Yeah, remember that? I do remember that.
Sometimes, you know, certain stories like this develop, and it's like, wow. It's something that, it's almost like a movie.
Yeah.
It's like a movie that's been shot that you're going to, you know, go see somebody trapped in a volcano.
And the thing is, I mean, it doesn't matter, but I mean, she's just this beautiful, really fit girl, you know, and you just didn't see this, like, I mean, not that if she was heavy and ugly, you would see it coming, but you just didn't, like, she did everything right. She got a professional guide. She's been planning it, you know? She did everything right. Wasn't reckless at all.
You get out there, though, man, these volcanoes, and, you know, I know with getting what they call a guide when you go scuba diving and stuff, I mean, something can go wrong fast because you're in an environment that's really treacherous.
Well, actually, Carson and his wife ate in a volcano.
Yeah, so we did one of these hikes in Bali, and we got up like 2, we had to be there like 4 a.m. to start this hike, and it was an active volcano, similar like this one, and we actually cooked our eggs in the side of the mountain because the steam, it was so hot that it cooked
that
the eggs.
That is pretty cool.
Cooked our breakfast. It was sweet.
Yeah. I mean, that's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know if your hike was as treacherous as hers, though.
No, we definitely didn't
you brought breakfast with you. You brought eggs and bacon. I don't know if she had eggs and bacon with her. I have no idea.
We don't know.
All right. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, Tuesday. Storms on the way.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. You know, it's funny you bring up this story about this fake psychologist, Jamie, off air when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I want to be your psychologist right now.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like there's something bothering you, and I want to assure you that it's okay. It's going to be okay.
What is bothering
me? Don't worry. And I know it's eating you up inside.
Wait, can I tell this story first about the psychologist?
My story's better.
There's this lady, this freaking lady. And if you've ever had a child evaluation, they come into your home. We both had to have one. We were ordered by the judge, my ex and myself. And the psychologist, they come into your house and they evaluate you, right? And they see how you are as a parent. They talk to your kid. They check and see if you have food in your pantry. It's just a bunch of crap. And they just observe you as a parent. It's really dumb. Well, she's been doing this, and she screwed over some dude and said he wasn't like a good parent. And well, then he started feeling like something was off with this psychologist.
Yeah.
And so he called like all her credentials. She was a fake PhD. She has no credentials. She's been sentenced yesterday to 4 years in jail because she lied about being a psychologist.
I think I could be a psychologist.
I don't.
I really do.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's that hard.
You don't listen to anyone.
Exactly.
You just have to sit there.
Exactly. And you always top everybody. Give. Like I said the other day.
I listen to you. I'm about to give you advice.
No, I said the other day. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have this lump. And I'm like scared about it. Oh, yeah, I thought I had cancer. It's like, you didn't even hear me.
I heard you. I was comparing us.
He needed a tummy. No, because I heard your entire story about your mouth cancer.
Yeah. I did? I thought I had
it.
Yeah,
I heard. Yeah.
All right, so listen. All right. Here's what I detected yesterday.
Okay.
By listening, by the way. By listening, okay. You, something's eating Jamie up, and I want to get to the bottom of it right now and let you know that it's okay.
I don't know
what's, we are sitting here.
I don't know what's eating me up. I'm trying to think. What's eating me up?
No clue. Oh, it's eating you from the inside like a big old nasty virus.
Yeah. Is it the fact that
a parasite.
Is it the fact that I'm trying to wean off semi-glutide and I haven't had any in two weeks and I've been eating everything?
Nope.
Because that has been, it's not eating me up. I've been eating up.
Okay. No. This is not you eating something else.
Okay.
This is eating you up.
Okay.
Right. It's the reverse.
Yeah.
We're sitting here, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 days from vacation, summer vacation. And Jamie has no plans.
No plans.
And it's eating her alive. Because I've known Jamie for several years now.
Yeah, several.
Okay?
Yep.
And this has never happened before.
No, I always have somewhere.
And you mentioned this 3 or 4 times yesterday off the air. And I know it's bugging you.
It is bugging me.
You've got a kid that's at home right now from college.
Well, we talked about
it
last night.
He's down at the DOD working. And so he can't go on vacation. You're stuck yourself. You're in a situation you've never been in before.
So I asked him about it. And I was like, okay, listen, I just realized I have vacation. And I didn't even know it. And I'm like, so I think we should go back to Illinois and you should see your cousins. And we'll just go hang out. I might put Grandpa Bob's house on the market.
He doesn't have time.
That's what he said.
He doesn't have time. You can't come in here and work for the DOD for 2 days and take 2 weeks off.
I go, well, how about if you just, I go, do you know what? Like, he's like, Mom, I'm making money. I need to put the money in the bank, right? And I was like, well, I mean, just take a day off. He's like, I can't, I just started.
Look.
He can't. He's like, and you know what else he said? And I kind of want to do 4th of July with my friends.
Gotcha. God. You're alone. There's no doubt about that, okay? I get it.
I think I'm going to go to Illinois, but, you know.
I'm just saying it's
not
bothering
Paris.
You.
Yeah.
No,
it's
bothering you. You just feel like that you need to be on a plane.
I do.
The destination could be Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for all you care. You just need to go.
I need to be with a guide in a volcano.
The word vacation and you being in your residential zip code just do not go together.
Well, also saying vacation, and listen, I love Southern Illinois, but that's not a...
It's not a vacation.
Well, especially if I'm like, I have to find a realtor, put my dad's house on the market, and then that
seems like work.
Well, here's what I'm here to tell you, okay? It's okay. It's okay to stay home.
No.
Take it from me, recliner guy, okay? It's okay to sit at home for a week and watch TV under the air conditioning, eating bonbons. It's okay.
You only live once. You got to go places, man.
Well, you do. You do go places, but you can take one vacation off. And just sit at home and do the staycation. Do the staycation.
I was thinking about going to Lanai. I love Lanai. Lanai.
Yeah, well, that's a tough choice, Lanai or Southern Illinois.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, that's a tough one.
And I was like telling my kid, I was like, just take a couple days.
But it's eating you up.
I'm
right about that. It does bother you.
I don't want to stay at home.
There you go.
For sure.
Yeah. But I did detect that yesterday when you were talking.
Who wants to stay at home for vacation?
Me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, by the way, we have Lola tickets to give away. We'll do that in about 5 minutes or so. So stand by. If you're saying, Lola, who the hell's Lola? By golly, that's her right there.
I feel like it's every girl I know's theme song.
Oh, yeah. This is a really good song.
It is a good song.
All right, Jamie's subscription to the Weekly World News is up and running again.
Listen,
she's over here talking BS all over the place.
Can I just tell you?
I gotta sit here and listen to it while these songs and commercials are playing.
It's true, yeah. You do. Okay, so here's the thing. I subscribe to Apple News. Yeah. And what Apple News does is it pulls together all the best articles every single day.
Oh, this is one of the best?
Yeah. From all the periodicals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they pull
it. Really the best.
Well, I had two of them. You didn't even mention the other one, the 10,500-year-old lady that looks hot.
Yeah.
So they just put together a 10,500-year-old lady. They put her face together with DNA, and they reconstruct it, and she's beautiful.
I do like those reconstructions they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, where so they take,
10,500 years old, this lady.
A skeleton. You see it on crime shows where people have died, and they get the skeleton, they recreate it. It's pretty cool.
So there. So that was one of the stories.
All right, that's one.
That's one.
But here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker. This comes from Popular Science. Who doesn't love Popular Science magazine, right? Did you know that orcas loofah each other?
Say that one more time.
Orcas loofah each other.
The loofah. Just like we have in the shower, right?
Yeah, do you loofah?
I use a loofah, yeah. I guess I do loofah.
Oh, you're a loofah-er.
Yeah, I do. Nice. I do. I don't like people watching, but I do it on my own.
Do you go to Halsey concerts?
I don't even loofah, man.
Wait, secretly? You don't loofah?
No.
Oh, he doesn't loofah, but BJ Harris loofahs?
It's an eye-opening day around here. Spadil, do you have a loofah in your shower?
No, soap to skin, man.
Wow. Yeah,
bar right to skin.
Yeah.
I don't even use bar soap.
Look,
I
who's a little light liquid. In the loafers with his loofah. Liquid,
yeah. Yeah, I'm a loofer. Hey, I own it. It's Pride Month.
Oh, my God.
I own it. I own it.
Oh, yeah. My God. Well, I'm very proud of you for loofing.
So you're saying.
Yeah.
That orcas. One orca gets out of the water and grabs some seaweed. It goes back in the water and puts a little rubby dub dub scrub 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 on the other orca.
Seaweed is not just found on the beach. Seaweed is in the ocean. You've seen it floating. Right.
So another orca goes up to the top where it's floating.
Yes.
Grabs a couple of strands of seaweed.
And loofahs his
pal. Goes down and says, "Hey, Rebecca, come here."
It is. Yeah.
Hey,
it is.
I got
Pride
a loofah you. I don't buy that.
It's a true story. They caught not.
They caught him. What, they put hidden cameras in your bathroom?
Yeah, and that guy from Dateline comes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do put you know why I'm here, Joe?
Oh. Hey, Rebecca. Watch out for hidden cameras in the bathroom down here.
Yeah.
You know, these scientists are perverts.
No, they observed. I'm sorry, not caught. They observed orcas loofahing each other to get rid of the barnacles and stuff on
sure
each
they
other.
Have.
They did.
Yeah,
it's for Popular Science.
Yeah, they're popular. Yeah. If it's so damn popular, why haven't I heard about this?
Listen, you can't imagine what scientists are doing all over the world. I mean, observing orcas loofing at each other. Did you see that they came to Colorado? Scientists came to Colorado and picked up 4,000 pieces of hail to study?
No.
Yeah, they did.
4,000.
4,000 pieces.
Why would you need 4,000?
Just to get samples.
Wouldn't 500
various sizes,
work?
Shapes.
I mean, think about it. What if 500 work?
I
mean,
think went to different
it.
Towns. They went to Weld County, you know.
4,000.
County. 4,000.
Right on the nose, not $3.99.
Will you look and see if I'm right about the 4,000?
4,000.
All right, so something about scientists come to Colorado and pick up 4,000 pieces of hail.
I have heard of them, like, asking people that the hail just came down. If you find some, like, good piece of hail,
what,
you stick
mail
it in
it
the
to
freezer.
Them?
No, you stick it in your freezer so they can come pick it
come
up.
And get it in their Yeti.
Yeah, so I'm seeing it says scientists at Project Ice Chip have collected approximately 4,000 hailstones to study storm secrets.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you're Project Ice Chip, that's probably just, you know, to save your job, to go out and collect some hail.
No, they
mean, you're Project Ice Chip, you got to do something,
how
right?
How do you think they figure out all this different stuff about, you know, weather? It's called science,
oh,
PJ.
And it says the lead guy on this is from Northern Illinois University.
Nice, see? It's my Illinois peeps.
Jamie.
What?
They can't even get it right if it's going to rain today. What do you mean? How do they figure all this out? They figured nothing out.
It's called science.
It was supposed to rain yesterday and it never did.
Let's go back to orcas.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We shouldn't kneel before wealth like this.
Who's kneeling?
The people of Venice. Man, they're going crazy over this Jeff Bezos wedding. They're saying, we shouldn't kneel before wealth like this. This just shows the world that people can buy whatever they want. If you can rent Venice for your wedding, then you can pay more taxes.
You know what I feel for him? I really do. Because I know, for me, if Jeff Bezos and Dirty Sanchez was getting married in Littleton, I'd be upset.
Yeah, because it disrupts everything.
Yeah, because it blocks everything. The roads have to take a different route. It'd be a real pain in the butt for Littleton.
They're saying that the people of Venice are going to block any possible way for them to get to their wedding. They're using blow-up boats to block all the canals. If you've ever been to Venice, it's just a world of canals. That's their streets. And so they're going to blow up things and put them all in the canals so boats can't go through. They're going to clog them all up. They're going to rope off yacht spaces because I guess a lot of celebrities are on their way right now in their yachts over to Venice. And now some people are having to find a spot in Capri. And then they'll have to heli over. It says some of these problems are just so out of our mind. Like, where will we find a place to put our yacht?
This buildup and the money being spent, it has all the makings of a divorce.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah.
Even all their glassware and plateware, their silverware, everything has been hand blown and handmade.
I think
even their plates.
When you get down to what they're doing with all the details, the money, the disruption, everything they're doing, it smells like a relationship that's not going to last. It's all built on just stealth.
It's all for show.
Yeah, because it's just obnoxious, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that is just when you have your silverware made.
Yeah, that's
intense. I mean, come on. Really? You can't just go to the outlet stores and get some silverware?
Amazon, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Shipped in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we'll see how this goes. BJ and I were talking off the air. It's like, I wonder if, because, listen, Lauren Sanchez, obviously, this is her doing. I don't feel like Jeff Bezos, needs handmade silverware, right?
No, he doesn't.
It just doesn't seem, I don't know. She's changed him a lot, hasn't she? Yeah. He used to be a pasty little, wimpy guy.
He's not little anymore.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. She changed him. Now he gets self-tanners and he has, muscles.
He wears cowboy hats.
Yeah. Bizarre. Lifts in his shoes. She's changed.
She's calling the shots on this, though.
Oh, for sure.
Big time. Yeah. Sure. I think the one thing missing right now is network broadcast TV. She really wants that. She wants this thing to be worldwide, just like a royal wedding.
Yeah,
man.
She does.
That's what she wants.
They should just stream it on Amazon Prime.
That's perfect.
I don't know if that's TV, enough. Baby. The word stream's not enough for her. She wants an actual network broadcast.
No, you're right. She does want it like a royal wedding, where we wake up at 1 a.m. and watch it.
No, she wants billions around the world to watch. Stream's not going to get it there. Man. It's got to be a biggie. And that's what she wants.
Somebody said that Jeff Bezos and BJ Harris have a lot in common.
Why, does he use a loofah too?
No, you both have your balls in your wife's purses. You guys could be besties.
This will be the third time I've had to type back suck on it on this computer.
I thought it was Bobo.
I've changed it around today. Okay, suck on it.
Oh, man.
Turn
now you're very bold. Yeah.
I think I've written that 3 or 4 times.
By the way, what color is your loofah?
Blue.
Oh, it's blue. Okay.
Blue and white.
Oh, blue and white.
Got some blue, got some white.
All right.
Yeah, blue and white.
Because I didn't know this, but there's this retirement home, and I guess whatever color loofah they use is the kind of...
person you are?
Yeah.
Personality?
Yeah.
Something like that? All right, go ahead. Blue.
Blue. You full-on swap with other couples.
Oh. Have a little party.
Well, you can't swap if nobody's offered. So we've got a little hang-up on that.
Yeah.
No offers yet.
But the white means that you're a novice and a beginner at it.
At what?
At swapping.
Never done it. So far, it's dead
just
on.
Yeah, it's dead on.
Yeah. It's too bad you don't have a black loofah, because that means full on everything and anything all the time.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I wonder where you get one. Is it over there at that Bed Bath and Loofahs?
Yeah. Is Bed Bath and Beyond out of business?
No. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
they're gone.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's see here. I remember, though, I want to tell you this. There's this girl that she was married to. Oh, my God. What's his name? It doesn't matter. She's married to this big producer, Ron Howard's partner. And she was married to him, and she had 17 bathrooms. And so she was laughing because remember back in the day where Bed Bath & Beyond had an example of all their bathroom towels, like, oh, and they'd have like fake little sinks, how you would decorate it.
Yep.
She had so many bathrooms that she couldn't even buy enough towels at Bed Bath & Beyond in different colors. You know? I mean, like, that's having too many bathrooms where they run out like, oh, sorry, we only have 10 different kinds.
I can't repeat a color.
Exactly. My God. All right. Anyway, what was I going to tell you? There was lots going on. Brad Pitt has come clean about his whole thing. He said he hit rock bottom with his experience with alcohol. He was on this Armchair podcast. Is that
Dax Shepard?
Dax Shepard's, because Dax is sober too, right?
Yep.
But hasn't Dax fallen off a couple times?
Yeah,
that's what
he's gone back for. Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. So, anyway, so Brad Pitt was on with Dax Shepard, and he talked about how much he enjoyed Alcoholics Anonymous. Here,
you know, I was in pretty, I was pretty much on my back.
Yeah,
you know, on my knees, and I was really open to. I was trying anything and everyone, anything anyone threw at me. It was a particular difficult time. I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the up in some areas, and it just meant a lot to me. So yeah, the first is, oh my God, it's coming around. You know, it's coming around.
Yeah.
It's getting closer. It's going to be yours.
Yeah.
But everyone was so open.
It's contagious, right?
It is. It gives you permission in a way to go, okay, I'm going to step out on this edge and see what happens. And then I just really grew to love it.
So good for him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really pretty awesome. But like I said earlier today, it tells me, though, if he was at rock bottom and stuff, that stuff on that jet, I feel like it did happen. Like he was just so blacked out and out of his mind.
Yeah. I've never doubted it happened, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, from the very beginning, that happened.
Yeah.
He was all liquored up that day.
And when your kids change their last name, something bad happened.
Yeah.
They all changed their last. Although I saw that the Obama's daughter, she changed her name or something. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, she dropped it.
She dropped the Obama?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she doesn't want to be attached to that for her, you know, her career.
Oh.
You know, it was kind of holding her back, she thought.
Really?
Well, if she ran into somebody who didn't like her dad. Then,
oh, I guess so.
But you would still know it's her dad. I don't get it. Right?
Well,
I mean, you would still know.
Yeah. What are you seeing there, Schmidel?
It's basically what BJ said. She's trying to avoid what they call nepotism, which is where they,
yeah, thanks,
you know.
I think we know what nepotism is.
Sorry.
What is that? She wants to detach herself from the Obama name.
Did you guys?
And she did.
Did you guys see Amanda Bynes?
Oh my God!
I feel so bad for her. I feel like she did so many drugs or whatever that she has brain damage.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something's not right.
It's so wild. It doesn't even look like she doesn't look like the same.
She does. It's Amanda Bynes. I think, was it Disney or Nickelodeon? Nickelodeon. She was on Nickelodeon forever, and she was the cutest little girl. I mean, teenager, and now it's just she's wrecked. And it's like something's not okay upstairs right here.
It's sad to
see. You know what upstairs is?
No, what is that?
Your brain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
up here. That would explain why I don't know it.
You know what's sad, probably?
Yeah.
Is there probably is somebody in their car, in all honesty, going, I don't know what nepotism is.
It's a big word, dude.
They're probably like freaking out, like, man, they actually.
Tell
like,
us more.
Yeah, everybody should know that word. And somebody's Googling it right now. What is it? Oh my God, what is it? Anyway, she doesn't look so good. I'm worried about her. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? That's all. There you go. Tableau trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, thunderstorms in the forecast today. Maybe some hail and high winds, too.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, thunderstorms in the forecast today. It could be nasty, could not be nasty, who knows. All right, welcome to a Tuesday, and let's see here. Oh, we never gave away the tickets. I got to remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about it.
I hear some.
Ma'am, there's three boxes of cookies in the break room.
Oh, that's so good.
And they are delicious. Yep. They are good.
Oh, is that why you're having cookies?
So I got one of each.
Oh, okay.
I got a chocolate chip.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Man, that thing is really good.
Yeah.
And then there's a chocolate cookie, just pure chocolate.
Yeah.
And then there's a sugar cookie. Sugar cookies are
the
dreamboat, man.
I saw those cookies in the break room, but I can only imagine.
They just went there yesterday.
It's not that. Mm-hmm. I can just imagine how many fingers have been in them pulling out cookies.
Oh, it doesn't matter, man.
Yeah. Well, mine have. So, yeah, so that's one for you.
Yeah, and you know that he uses his actual index finger to dig into his nose. So
yeah,
and
Spadell, I'm sure your hands have been in there, right?
I got donuts this morning. I've been munching on the donuts.
Oh, you brought in donuts?
Yeah.
Why don't you ever bring us a donut?
He never offers.
I get two when I go home, like on my way home, and then I just eat them in the morning.
You should pick up like a dozen that's discounted.
That's a lot of money.
Okay,
just
anyway.
Once. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so
my metal cookie.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Cookie.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Did you see the
story? Wait, I was getting ready to give away these tickets.
We're going to do it at the end of the break.
I feel like I'm having it with you, this cookie.
Yeah, you're...
We're going to do it at the end of the break. Oh, end of the break, we'll give away the tickets for it. Okay?
That eating thing is neat.
You know, that's called a hook, you know?
Oh, okay.
People are waiting around for this ticket.
Okay.
They're not going to go anywhere, right?
You're grossing me out. Right. I'm not going to lie.
Jamie, you eat and drink every single day in here.
Yeah, but not
every single day in here.
Not quite.
And all of a sudden, BJ does it. We got a problem.
It's a little bit louder. It's a little bit louder on the microphone with you. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm just saying, every day you eat in front of me.
Yeah.
But if I have one cookie, everybody's complaining about it.
It's a lot. I'm not going to lie.
All right,
trust me on this one.
All right.
It is very... I think your saliva glands
are
overactive. I think they really kick in.
Yesterday they announced that they're going after alligator Alcatraz. Did you see this?
I did see this.
This is great. All right. I watch a lot of crime shows. Man, they need a big old prison right down there in the Everglades. Nobody will ever escape this thing.
Well, it's kind of a good idea because it's just an empty, abandoned piece of property, right? And so they're going to make it into this alligator Alcatraz, and so you have nowhere to go.
I didn't realize there's an island out there.
Yeah,
there's an island in the middle of the Everglades, they say. And it's stable enough, foundation-wise, underneath that they can actually build a prison down there. And they're going to put this thing out there surrounded by gators so that if anybody ever tries to get out of this place, just like this cookie, you're eating alive, man.
Yeah, because the real Alcatraz, it was the tide pool. Sharks, but also the current. The current.
Cold.
Yeah.
The water's too cold to survive. Current drags you out into the Pacific.
But this would be
sharks
a bad
will get you.
Way to
this,
go.
Oh, man. Could you imagine ending up in Alligator Alcatraz?
Yeah, no, thank you.
I just like the name of it.
And Alligator Alcatraz, that's the name Florida's attorney general has given to a proposed detention facility he wants to build in the Everglades to house undocumented migrants.
People get out, there's not much waiting for them other than alligators and pythons. Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide.
Right now, the area is used as a pilot training facility, and as you heard, it's surrounded by pythons and alligators. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says the facility would sit on the already constructed runway and would hold more than 1,000 beds and is surrounded by the Everglades, though it is not part of the Everglades National Park.
So I used to live in Tampa, took several trips to Miami, so you go through Alligator Alley. It is the scariest place on earth.
Yeah.
You drive through there, Jamie, it just reeks. You can almost hear the animals off the side of the road because there's nothing there. It's just a highway right through the middle of the Everglades. And it is scary. You just hope that you don't break down.
It is.
And every time I went through there, man, it was like, you know how I'm with rock slides here?
Yeah.
Man, Alligator Alley is terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be there.
And it's about 70 miles.
Because I feel like even the alligators, they can climb fences. So even if you're on property.
It doesn't matter. You're still not safe.
Yeah, oh. You're in prison and you're on the grounds, right? You get a free day out and then one climbs over the fence.
Oh, yeah. They climb over the fence.
Yeah.
They dance in the streets. Those alligators are talented down there. Well, I'm just saying the alligators are very talented down there.
But I mean, have you ever seen them? They climb fences.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
And I forgot about the pythons. Because
Many
people get them as pets in Florida, and then they release them out into the wild. And they say they have pythons down there that are 20 feet long.
And I can see me, like, running one of the gangs in prison, grabbing a python and having it, like, strangle you.
You know you've messed up if you head down to Alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
They lock you up. There's no way out of there.
We'll see if it happens. Crazy. So right now, it's just a concept, right?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yep.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I find it interesting how, and I don't say this in a contradictory way. I just say I find it interesting how you bring something up and I see it completely different. Okay.
Yeah.
And both are right. I'm not saying either one's wrong. Okay. I'm just saying both are right. I'm talking about the 103-year-old doctor. Okay. Because you mentioned that I don't know if I'd want to go see a guy that's 103 for my health needs.
Well, he wouldn't know the most up-to-date, you know, medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
But then my take on it was, the dude's 103. Whatever he's been doing, it's working.
Well, that is true, too.
It's working.
That is true. I have some of his must-dos, if you would like to hear them.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Schmidl's not going to like this at all.
Okay.
At all. So anyway, they said, listen, you're 103 and you still practice medicine. And he's really sharp. He still goes snowshoeing.
I'd go see.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
At 103?
I would go see. 103,
yeah?
Yep, because the best advice I've ever had in my life is a guy told me years ago, he said, always, always sit down and talk to people that are much, much older.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And because they have lived it, they know it, and they are their expertise when it comes to life.
What is it? Always talk to a guy with a pocket knife and an apple? Is that what it was? Because you know how they like carve an apple.
That's a Southern Illinois thing.
And then they eat it. Yeah. Like that.
So it's like it's an old soul that just knows a lot of stuff because they just sit there and peel their apple and just eat it.
My old guy didn't have to have an apple.
He didn't have
for me to talk to.
No,
he just needed to be elderly. Okay. That's all. Yeah, he didn't need a knife for an apple. Yeah. Nothing like that.
So he was talking about this 103-year-old doctor was talking about how a long, long time ago, people actually prescribed cigarettes. That when he was in med school, people would say, "Take an edge off. Like stress is worse than smoking." And so he said that we would smoke, and people can't believe that in the actual hospitals, you could walk around with a cigarette in your mouth.
I can't even imagine that.
They sold you cocaine over the counter.
Yeah, so he said...
Nothing shocking about it.
He said it wasn't until, you know, much later in his lifetime that he figured out, like, these cigarettes are killing people. And so that was the right choice. And he said his concern about now everybody these days is that they don't realize how bad marijuana is for them because everybody's kind of like sweeping it under the rug. And he said, my fear is that it's going to be like cigarettes. We're going to find out that that marijuana is really, really bad for people because right now we see that after you smoke a joint, your coordination goes down, your intellect is absolutely modified. They're showing premature heart activity, strokes and heart attacks, but nobody wants to talk about that.
So this guy is saying pot. You got to beware, okay?
It'll be the cigarette of in 15 years.
I wonder if it's because it's become so advanced and chemicals are being added to it, and, you know, because it's just a plant.
I mean, look at the gummies.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything that's all chemicals. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that was one of his things. He said, so don't retire. Don't ever retire.
I agree with that.
Because you'll just sit there and you'll just become...
You just wait to die.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
When you retire, you wait to die.
He said, don't hate anybody. Boy, that was going to be a tough one.
No, what? You can't have like one or two.
He said, don't hate anybody. It's only toxic to yourself.
Really? You think about
because
it.
Because that person it. Doesn't care if you hate them or not. Because
they don't.
Because, but it, you are obsessed with your hate for them.
And you fester.
Yeah, and it's toxic to your whole well-being.
Well, this is no fun.
I know, I'm like.
I thought my hate was making people miserable.
I'm trying to think if I like, literally like, if I really, really hate somebody. And I
can't picture anybody. Yeah. I can't name one person that I hate.
I got really close to hating Danny Bonaducci, really close. But I think that was more annoyed than hate.
Hate is really deep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
if I really analyze it, I think it would just be like, ugh.
Did you hate Danny when you weren't there?
No, I didn't think about
it. It was more in his presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you hate something that you hold on to.
Where you think about it all day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when the person's out of sight, out of mind, even for years.
Right.
And you still have that hate.
That hate.
That's hate.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have anybody that I obsess about or think about.
Nobody. Nobody.
Do you hate that you don't have a hockey career?
But that's not the same as hating somebody.
That's a different kind of hate.
Yeah. It's a different hate. Yeah.
I know, but it's kind of fun to bring up. That's called regret. Yeah. What about, Shmadilla, I feel like you have some hate in your heart.
No, I actually can't think of anybody.
No?
Right. I mean, there's people that I definitely don't like, but just straight up hate, no.
What about someone that shot you in the face, point blank, like paintball?
No.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah.
Somebody that took away your title.
That just happens. Yeah. That's part of sports. Yeah.
It is part of it. Anyway. I think it's hard to find somebody that actually has a hate in their heart. It's not as common as you think, I think.
I think you're right when you really analyze it.
When you really talk about it.
A lot of us don't like people.
Yeah.
But hate is a different
thing. Yeah, and I think you rarely come across that, to be honest.
Keep a lot of friends. Have a lot of friends. It's really important.
Ooh.
And it doesn't matter their age. So it's
I don't have any friends.
You do. You just don't cultivate them very well.
Well, they don't cultivate me.
Well, they try.
I'm not going to cultivate you if you don't cultivate me.
Well, yeah, but they try. Like, Powerball Pete really, I say this every year, really wants to be your friend.
He just wants to go out drinking.
No, he doesn't. He like paddle boards and stuff.
With me?
He would.
He likes to go wings because you pay.
No, I'm not going paddle boarding with Powerball Pete.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. You don't cultivate it. Like, when he texts you, you don't return his text.
Right.
That would be.
You got to build that relationship.
That cultivating. That me returning a text?
Yes, it is.
I'm just telling him hi. Hey, Dean, hi.
That would just be, you know.
All right. So, how many true friends do you think you have?
True friends?
Yeah. Solid.
Like, probably four.
Okay. Well, then that would.
And I'm. Oh, that sounds.
What?
Nothing.
Now there's a bunch of people wondering if they made the list.
Yeah. Made the cut. Everyone's looking at each other like, because how many people are in the group?
I have 12 really close friends.
All right, so.
I really great. I love them all. 12.
So what's the number on this survey?
He just said keep really good friends around. Okay. He didn't give a number. Right. He just said, but it doesn't matter. He's 103, so all his friends are dead.
Yeah.
So he does have friends that are in their 30s because everybody's age, different offers. You don't have to like be in a mindset like if I'm 40, I can only have friends that are in their 40s.
Because
he's like every age.
Everyone
group.
Offers something different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see. Ignore your age. You don't need the number.
It's just a number,
right? Yeah, yeah. And then he said, keep walking. Always walk.
Oh.
Like park your car further away. Walk, walk, walk.
Yes. I agree with that.
Well, that's just dumb.
No, come on, man. You haven't gone for a walk and been Carson, like, oh, I feel so refreshed.
We'll start walking to work then, okay? Listen, if I can get a parking spot closer to the front door of Dick's, I'm getting at that parking spot. In fact, I'll put on my blinker and wait till that person pulls out. And I'm not parking three down, okay?
Come on,
and walking.
Man.
Ain't gonna happen, Jamie. He was on a roll there until he got to that parking thing. And now he's full of crap.
BJ and Jamie.
You want to hear a sucky story?
I love sucky stories.
Yep, you're a 16-year-old, and you're working inside of a Baskin-Robbins ice cream place.
A what?
Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, okay.
Ice cream. And you get your check, and it bounces.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what happened up in, where was it?
Westminster.
Yeah, Westminster.
Oh.
Yeah, they got their check, and
It bounced.
Checks returned from the bank marked as insufficient funds.
I was just more irritated because I expected it. It's going to be like the worry of thinking, like, is that going to happen again? Like, all my checks not bouncing and not getting paid.
It's just kind of a big accomplishment. She wanted just to have her own money for, like, lunch and things that she wants to do to know they could be treated like this. It's just a bummer. I don't want her to go in the work field thinking that this is how it's going to be forever.
The owner of-
Guess what? That's the way it is forever.
Wow.
There are certain companies you can work for. They can belly up before
Dude,
you know
worked,
it.
Dude, I worked at a radio station called KXXR in Kansas City.
I've seen that.
And they held our checks. They would hold them. Yeah. So on Friday, everybody would wait for our general manager. His name was Bob Gould. And we'd wait for him to bring our checks, and he wouldn't show up because they would wait because they were trying to get enough money in the bank to pay us.
Oh. If you're over 45, I would guess you've worked for a company that has gone belly up and had a check bounce on it.
I don't know, but it was,
I would say most people. I have. You have.
Yeah,
that, you know, most just, people have. I think
it was just a weirdest thing because I mean, people had to pay their rent and everything, and then he wasn't around.
These kids are 16, learning the hard way.
He wants to do to know they could be treated like this. It's just a bummer. I don't want her to go in the work field thinking that this is how it's going to be forever.
The owner of the store did respond to Fox 31, but we're still waiting for a statement from the company. We also reached out to corporate Baskin Robbins.
The owner, he called up probably and said, well, the problem was we didn't have enough money to buy.
You know, I always wonder about that, though. Like, how can you sell enough ice cream to make rent?
Yeah, especially
be open all year round.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah.
You're an ice cream place. There's one over in my neighborhood. And I looked at that place thinking, you know, who goes in there in November to get an ice cream?
Right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if they make it or not. I always
wonder about that. I mean, Baskin Robbins used to be like the, you know, cool guy thing. But now it's that whatever man ice cream. What's it called?
Something Ben and Jerry's?
No. So it has the word man in it.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a big
ice cream. I'm a big fan of Cold Stone.
Cold Stone's good.
Cold Stone. Although, Little Man ice cream?
What?
Little Man ice cream?
Yeah, that one.
Little Man?
Yeah.
Never heard
Looks
of
like
it.
There's a bunch of them.
There is, yeah. No, but I don't like Cold Stone. I'll tell you why. This is a weird thing. I got a lot of weird things. But it hurts my teeth when they put it on that cold slab.
Oh.
And they do that with the metal things. It makes my teeth crazy.
I don't think I've ever been in one.
Really?
They fold all the ice cream together on this big, like, it's marble and it's cold.
Yeah.
It's huge,
and they fold it and it hurts my teeth.
Yeah, we rarely go to an ice cream place. If it's DQ, every now and then. But mostly it's frozen yogurt with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of weird things. I was just thinking about this. I just went to the kitchen to get water, and I can't stand the smell of our coffee cups. I don't know what it is.
What do they smell like, coffee?
No, they smell like the detergent, and it's like they didn't get rent.
I've never sniffed one.
Yeah, just go sniff
You
one.
Sniff them when you get one?
Yeah, well, my nose goes in it. It's a big hole in it.
But the water doesn't mask it at all?
No, it freaks me out to drink out of
See,
our coffee
See, the only thing
cups.
I drink out of it is coffee, and so that obviously will mask it. Yeah. So
I got a lot of weird things. Yeah.
Well, if I pick up a glass, it smells funky. I'm not going to drink out of it either.
Yeah, but
I mean,
it's
that's
just
not weird.
I mean, you guys all have a weird thing.
Everyone's got something.
I do exactly what you just said. Like, if I'm picking up any glass, even at home, I smell it.
Smell it?
Yeah, every time. Yeah.
And I can't eat food off of paper plates. I cannot.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have to get the plastic hard ones, but I cannot eat.
Cannot stand
like,
paper
I can't
plates.
Eat, like, a steak off a paper plate because I got to cut into it, you know?
Yeah.
I love the convenience, though. You just throw it away when you're done.
Well, that's why I get the hard plastic ones, like the hard ones that you can see through. But
You've got to get the top shelf, Ben.
Yeah.
You
top
can't
shelf.
Go with that cheap plastic.
Or the styrofoam
plate. I feel
plate.
Like if you're trying to save money on plates, you just go with the cheapest one.
No.
I know, but
And when I get paper plates, I always take two.
Yeah.
Never take one.
You got to double up.
No. You got to double and triple every single time, you know?
Anyway, I'm just...
Yeah, a little weird. A little weird.
Bird, yeah.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Tuesday with thunderstorms in the forest. It looks like it's going to rain. It really does. All right. Currently, 70 degrees.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm caught off guard today. I'm sitting over here just, trying to write my list. You know me and lists.
Yep.
I love to write my list of things to do for the day. Often I throw it away with the other stuff that I throw away in here. But when I do take it home, I accomplish things.
And so what's on today's list?
Well, I got a call about car repair. got to make that phone call.
Oh, my God. I got to pick up my car.
Oh, that's right. Still haven't done it?
No!
See? Oh my God. Good thing I said something.
If you guys go to John at Highlands Ranch in Port Stelma, I forgot. It's been there, what, 2 months?
I bet you sold it.
Oh, for like abandoned property? Maybe.
No, John wouldn't do that. Yeah, he would. He's a great guy.
Go by and see my car at Highlands Ranch Imports. No, see if I figure if I give him shout outs, he won't be so mad at me. John, Highlands Ranch Imports. Yeah. I love John, Highlands Ranch Imports.
He's a good man. He would never get rid of your car. My God. He might scratch it here and there. But
yeah, but I totally forgot. Yeah. Are we going to get hail today?
There's a chance, yes.
Not a good day to pick up a car.
No, I meant I need to get it home so I can put it in the garage.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
He'll take care of it. put it under a tent or something out there for you. Yeah, maybe driving to a Sonic or something. All right. Did you see the story of the syringes?
The syringes.
100 people attending a music festival in France stuck by syringes, and they have no idea why.
Oh, they do that
people
in Africa.
People walk it up, just hitting them with syringes. Oh. What are they doing it for?
Well,
why would they do it in Africa?
Well, supposedly, this is a long time ago when my almost father-in-law worked there in Africa, and they said they had HIV on it.
Oh.
And they would do it on purpose.
All right, let's listen to the story. This happened over the weekend. Over 100 people surprised by a needle. Because somebody stuck them with a syringe and they have no idea why.
12 people are now under arrest in France following a disturbing series of attacks over the weekend. 145 people reported being pricked with syringes.
Can you imagine that?
Maybe they were all heavy and it was all Ozempic.
Good idea.
Those attacks came during a nationwide street music festival. And you can see some pictures of the crowd here.
If that turns out to be the case, I will laugh my butt off that if every one of these people that have been stabbed with this syringe are fat and all of a sudden they're out, you know, working out.
Yeah.
That will be the best story
ever.
Won't
it? It's like
France's Interior
service.
Ministry says it's not clear if any of these victims were injected with drugs. Toxicology tests are underway, though. The attacks came following calls on social media to target women with syringes during those festivities.
See? What could it be?
Ozempic, man.
That's a great
thought. Or Wegovy or one of the, you know, one of those things that they're...
Semaglutide.
Maybe it's all like pharmaceutical reps.
Wow.
I doubt that's...
All right, listen, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know what
it is.
No.
Listen, seriously. You got 14 people loading up bags with needles, syringes.
That's terrifying.
Going to a festival and choosing only women to plug, and boom, they poke them with these syringes. 145 different women get
In all seriousness, this is terrifying.
I mean, think about that.
Because
for
who
a minute.
Knows what kind of virus is on it or something?
I mean, and think about here in the U.S., if you went down to a street fair or something and something like this happened to you where somebody walked up or you're in a crowd, you know, trying to get through it, boop. Oh, it was like, what the hell was that? Because you would barely even feel it. And somebody's hit you with a syringe.
Yeah. What would it be?
I don't know. They can't. I guess they'll know when the toxicology reports come out.
Like the bird flu or something?
It's kind of scary because those scientists in Michigan, University of Michigan, got caught trying to smuggle
some kind of weird. Yeah.
I think this probably has something to do with like the date rape drug or something like that.
Oh, because
since
it's
they
all
only
women?
Chose women.
Yeah.
So it's probably something in that category, I would guess.
That is weird.
I don't know.
That's
no
a weird
idea.
One, don't you think?
Bizarre story. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah. Wow. Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. Man, I don't know why I'm obsessed with this woman in the volcano, but I am. This woman, she was in Indonesia, and she did all the right things. She got a professional guide. She was hiking, and she slid down into an active volcano. And her guide freaking left her. And then people that were at the crater heard her yells and for help on the next day. They flew a drone in. They saw her. She was fidgeting, they said, and she was in a good place. They were finding crews to help save her and to get her out of there. And then now she slid down further and they can't find her.
Oh. Was she 1,500 feet down there?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yep, sure was.
They're not going to get her out.
Oh, don't say that.
They're not.
We always have to have hope.
It's not good.
We have to have hope.
Yes, this one doesn't look good.
If you don't have hope, what you got, right?
No hope.
Right.
I don't think we have any hope here.
We have hope.
You know, they haven't heard from her. They haven't heard from her. They haven't spotted her. They haven't heard any peeps whatsoever for the past 2 days now.
Yeah, so just say a little prayer. Hopefully she's okay. And Schmidl, in all his kindness, is like, dude, did you see her video? She's an amazing pole dancer.
They should call in the National Guard to save that woman.
They're calling everybody. But I guess the weather has impeded their rescue efforts because it gets really foggy and then windy and all this stuff. So, by the way, did you know that pole dancing has there's competitions?
No.
Yeah, I'm on all the algorithm, you know?
Yeah.
And those girls are good. They're amazing.
I've seen a couple of good ones.
Holy to
videos, that is.
Yeah, right.
Not
right,
live.
They're real athletes.
Oh, my God.
Are they?
It's insane.
The only thing I can do is I can do this forward one where you wrap your leg around like that, and then I can do the backward one where you wrap your leg around that.
Oh, that's good. That's my favorite.
That one is good.
Yeah, the backward
I've tried one. To do the ones where you have your hands kind of like opposite ways, and then you like hold yourself up like a flag.
Yeah.
And that, I can't even do that.
Some people can do that and then stair walk it. Like they can actually walk.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's wild.
It is crazy. Because a long, long time ago, there was this lady named Sheila Kelly, and she was, she's an actress, and she had the S Factor, and it was like spreading like wildfire. It was like a whole thing back then. And Alina and I took her classes, her stripper classes. Boy, that's weird to tell people.
Stripper class?
Where are you going tonight? Oh, I got stripper class. Wait, what? Yeah, it's the S Factor. It's a workout. And they're like, sure, it's a workout. Although we had to wear like little shorts and high heels that we had to order from her. And mine had goldfish in them, but they weren't alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was cool. And the heel, they were translucent, and then it had water in the heels, and they had like fake little goldfish.
Like a mini fish tank.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
Schmidl, where have you been practicing this flagpole thing you're doing?
I was just trying to do it at the gym.
They have a pole at the gym?
They have like the squat racks, yeah.
And you just went.
Oh, squat rack.
Yeah.
Squat rack. Trying to get on there.
It is amazing when you see those even the guys and the girls do the fake walk, the stair climbing thing.
I can't believe they can actually do that. The core strength is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many pull-ups I could do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'd say you could do 5.
You think I could?
We could do a pull-up challenge.
Yeah, you could do that.
I'll give you $100 if you can do one pull-up.
Wow.
Oh, I could do one.
Wow, there's no confidence
right now,
in that.
Right now,
there.
Without practicing or anything?
It's just a pull-up.
Dude, they're hard.
They are hard.
But she could do one.
But I'm lighter now.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I mean, the lighter you are, the more you can do.
Yeah,
back in the day.
I'll bet you could do 4 or 5.
I don't know about that.
That might be a stretch.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I got faith in her.
Without shaking? Oh, my God. Remember the pegboard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I don't know if you guys had it in gym class.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pegboard, and you had pegs.
Take them out.
And take them out, and you had to
one by one.
What the hell was that
upper
thing?
Body. I mean, it's honestly like American Ninja Warrior.
It is, now that you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, going backwards. American Ninja Warrior. By the way, how are our Colorado people doing? We have like a Caden in it. We have a couple of Colorado.
I don't know. I've been watching.
You haven't?
Did it start already?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Matt Wiseman, by the way, born and raised in Evergreen, Colorado. He hosts American Ninja Warrior. Anyway. All right. Let's see here. Did I mention to you earlier today that orcas loofah each other?
Yeah, you did.
BJ does not believe me. I'm telling you, people, this is a true story. They take seaweed and they loofah each other. Orcas.
They don't have arms and legs.
They have their mouth. They take it in their mouth and go. They do.
All right. When you show me a picture or a video of that, I'll start believing.
All right.
I've seen nothing.
It's in popular.
Go look it up.
It's Popular Science magazine.
Yeah. Well, it's very popular.
Loofah each other. True story. Loofah, loofah, loofah. Benson Boone has a new cookie. Huh? He has a new cookie out from
Crumble Cookies.
Crumble Cookies.
Yep, and it's called Moonbeam Ice Cream.
Because he has a new album out, right?
Yeah. And it's based on his Mystical Magic song.
So, he has it. And I was wondering why he was handing out so many Crumble Cookies to the TMZ bus. He got on the TMZ bus.
They were all autographed.
Yeah, now we know why it was all.
Makes sense.
The Tesla self-driving cars were released yesterday. And a lot of different input about the Tesla self-driving car. You know, I'm not going to get in that car. I'm only going to get in Waymo's because they have radar and LiDAR. I feel like Tesla is doing it kind of cheap, but they only have cameras and they only have a few cameras. And that's why theirs is only like $20,000-$30,000 to build. And the Waymo one is like $200,000 to build or $150,000 to build because they have way more, you know, radar, LiDAR, all that stuff. But they had safety passengers in all the Teslas. And the guys or girls that were the safety passengers had like a special button. And everybody said it was like to stop the car when it was making mistakes.
Hmm.
And then they...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
You want a backup?
But you shouldn't need one if they're self-driving.
Well, I'm just saying, the first day out of the gate, I think that's a pretty good call.
Well, it tells me they're not ready if you have a safety passenger that pushes the off button. but one guy showed that the guy pushed the off button and he ejected out into the space. It was...
He just bailed out. See ya.
It was AI. It was pretty funny. You had to see it. So it rolled out. We'll see what happens. And then right now, I guess Teslas are having a big sale. Like they have like 1.9% interest or something like that. And you only have to pay like $300 a month if you lease it. They're doing this whole thing to roll out all these cars.
Hmm.
Who knows? We'll see what happens. I only like the Waymo, but that's just me. It looks kind of scary. CarPlay has come out with its next edition of CarPlay, and it's called CarPlay Ultra. I don't know what it does. I haven't seen it, but be aware that CarPlay Ultra is now out. The other thing, Johnny Knoxville of Jackass fame will host a revival of Fox's popular competition program, Fear Factor. I hated that show.
I did too.
Loved it.
I did too, but I got a feeling this is going to be big.
You do?
Yeah, I think it'll come back with the storm.
It's called
Fear
Factor, The Next Chapter. It's going to premiere on the 25-26 season of Fox. I just couldn't stand people eating like cockroaches and stuff.
Oh, me either. Cow's tongues.
Yes.
Yeah. I even did. So they had a Fear Factor game show at Universal Studios in Orlando. And I went and I actually participated. I got picked out of the crowd to do it against these three other people. And we had to make a smoothie. We had to drink a smoothie of maggots.
Oh.
And I actually did it.
Oh, God.
And then I lost the final Fear Factor challenge by like 2 seconds.
Oh, and you did all that for nothing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maggots.
It was disgusting.
That's so gross.
That is so gross. What if they're still living in your stomach and in your soul?
Don't say that.
Yeah, like a big tapeworm. They're in your intestines right now. They're just maggoting.
Oh, I puked so hard after that.
I don't know what that means.
I think there's something about this show that you want to watch it because they're doing something you would never, ever do. You know, like the pits with all the snakes or rats in it and things like that. I would never do something like that, but for some reason, being in a safe zone and watching it, it's kind of entertaining in a way.
I can't watch it. It makes me
It's always fascinated me. When I was a kid, that was my favorite show.
I think this Johnny Knoxville thing will do good.
Yeah, it's going to be
Well, everybody loves him, that's for sure. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Today is June 24th. Only 6 more days left of the month.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I meant to play this yesterday. The guy that went into that grocery store and tried to kidnap a kid.
I hadn't heard about this.
You hadn't heard about this?
No.
The kid was there with her grandmother. And somehow this guy was lured the kid away. But anyway, this thing happened over the weekend.
How old was the kid?
I think 8, 9, something like that. Yeah. About frog's age. But my wife wakes me up. I'm asleep on Saturday, right? She goes, wake up, wake up, wake up. No, Jamie, it's not like this happened at the store like down the street from our house. This was up in Thornton, okay?
No, I think it was, I want to say it was Ken Carroll. Yeah, because when I read the story, I was like, oh, that's like right near BJ.
Morrison, maybe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Somewhere in there, yeah. So she wakes me up and she goes, hey, wake up, wake up, wake up. And for some reason, when she sees a story like this, she just assumes this could be me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't pay enough attention. Maybe, you know, you got to, you know, be more prevalent about or more aware of your surroundings. And she read me this story. But all right, I'm going to play you the story first of all, and then we'll take it from there.
Some scary moments inside a Safeway store near Kipling and Bellevue. A man in his 30s reportedly tried to kidnap an 8-year-old girl with her grandmother. That man named Bradley Wilson is now in custody. Police say he walked up to the girl and her grandmother while they were shopping, tried to hurry the girl off to his car 2 times. The first time, the girl broke free and ran away. The second time, store personnel got involved. The girl is physically okay, and now Wilson is due in court on Monday.
Okay, now I don't know what the story
is. So this is crazy. So he actually said to the grandmother, may I borrow your child?
Yeah.
Wow.
A couple of times.
That is, I mean, but he actually spoke to the grandmother and said that.
I was in this store last Thursday. Yeah. It's the one there at Bellevue and Kipling. Yep. It's considered Lakewood. It's considered Lakewood. But yeah, this schmuck, he approaches her and probably sees a grandmother and thinks, you know, that he can sweet talk her or something. I mean, fortunately, it didn't happen, but man, oh, man.
How weird is that? Like, I'm reading it now. He literally put his hands on the girl's shoulders and looked at the grandma and said, may I borrow your daughter and your child as he was walking around.
And started guiding
her out.
You had
to be like staring there like going, wait, what?
Like, is this real life?
Yeah, right? Like, what? Well, that's insane.
Well, it's obvious a person that wants to do this is insane to begin with.
Yeah, obviously.
So any movement they made or a technique weird. That they use, I mean, who's surprised by how stupid it is? But the woman, the grandma from the article I saw, that she was like frozen for a minute.
That's
like,
what
the
saying.
Hell just happened?
Yeah, like, is this
what's
real?
Going on here? I mean, you would be, I guess, right?
Yeah, that is
weird. Isn't that wild, though?
Yeah, because you're like, is this a joke? Like, what?
Yeah, you'd be frozen for a minute, like, okay, somebody is punking me right now.
That is,
I mean, is this something, somebody trying to play a trick on me? But yeah, he tried it twice. Uh-huh. Not
I'm
once.
Glad they got him.
Twice.
Creep. Yeah. Wow, I hadn't heard of this story.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah, this happened over the weekend.
Doesn't it seem, I don't know, did it used to happen a lot, we just didn't have social media, and now we just know more about it? Or is it just really crazy prevalent now?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's more prevalent today than it was in the past, but I think we also are more aware of it because of social media. So I think it's a little bit of both.
I mean, because we always walked to school. We always, you know, nobody even knew where we were.
You could play in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
As long as you're home by dark.
Yeah,
that was
it.
The golden rule. Yep. We could take our bicycle, literally leave the house and not come back. We could be at a creek. We could be fishing. We could be doing this. And nobody knew where you were at.
Although I will say, because I live in a cul-de-sac, what we would do is when our kids were growing up, because, you know, they're teenagers now, but we would just leave our front doors open and they could play in the cul-de-sac without us out there.
Yeah.
And then it was so sad because Allison's daughter had her little friends over. They were all five. All the five-year-olds out in the cul-de-sac. All we had, it was just our door open. They're fine. And then one of the kids' parents came to pick up another little five-year-old and flipped out on Allison and said, my child will never stay at your house again. How dare you only have the door open and you're not sitting outside with these kids.
They expected more, huh?
Yeah, they thought like
more secure.
Be watching them. Yeah. Whoops. Yeah, so she lost that little friend, Emmy. Poor Emmy.
But you never know. No, you know, with somebody like that, you don't know if something has happened in their life before, where they had a close call, or you just don't know. You don't know sometimes.
I mean, but now, even kind of looking back, I don't know exactly if I just leave my door open.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm listening to your story thinking, well, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah, now I'm like,
why were you out there with him?
I'm kind of thinking like,
I wouldn't leave Frog with you either.
I was busy. Well, it wasn't me. It was Allison, my neighbor. We both left our doors open.
you just got to be on your toes, man. I mean, this lady, she had to be shocked. Somebody walks up, can I borrow your kid? Wow. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Carlos 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Going to be cloudy today with a chance of rain. Could be heavy rain. Could be some hail. Could be tornado action. Could be a lot of things, but could not also. We don't know what's going to happen. Could happen. They're saying around 2 o'clock this afternoon. first wave, so we don't know what's going to happen.
I'm sorry. I'm just watching a guy hang off a rope with a bucket, and he is stuck. He has not moved.
Right. I feel like he's terrified.
I know. He's not even close to a window. He's just so windows washers, you know, those guys, which, by the way, are brave. But he's just on one rope, and he can't get down to a window. He's just stuck.
And the other guy's just working away.
I know. I'm like, you haven't even washed your window yet, dude. Oh, man, I would hate to have that job.
Yeah. I'm sure they get paid well.
And by the way, why are you washing the windows if it's going to rain?
Oh, that's a great
point.
Well,
maybe they just don't believe in the forecast.
Maybe they don't.
Maybe they realize what we realize.
Maybe they know Dave Frazier.
All right, P. Diddy, the Diddy trial. The defense has rested, and they say they're going to call no witnesses, and Diddy himself is not going to take the stand.
We found out that they are not going to call any witnesses, not a single witness. Diddy is not testifying, but let me just tell you, he never was going to testify in this case. He would have been eviscerated on cross. We have good sourcing on the defense side, and the reason is they don't think the prosecution has proved its case in any respect. They think there is reasonable doubt, at the very least, in terms of racketeering, because this is not organized crime the way they see it. It's disorganized crime. We've talked about this, that Diddy has been a criminal. He's violated a lot of laws. It's just not an organized crime venture under his company umbrella.
I think they're onto something there. I think the guy's done wrong. There's no doubt about that, okay? But I'm not sure they charged him with the things he was wrong about. I think that they charged him with things they couldn't prove. And I don't know if they're going to get a conviction in this thing. I don't know.
Well, I think for the Mann Act, they will.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Might be.
We don't know.
One,
we just don't know where they stand. Obviously, the defense is so confident that nothing's been proven that they're like, okay, well, we're done with this. I mean, they didn't prove anything, so let's take it to the jury. We're all good. So they're going to roll the dice that way, it looks like. And it looks like it's going to happen this week.
Yeah, it should be all wrapped up by
what
this
do you
week.
Think?
I think that he'll get on the Mann Act, and I think he'll get like 10 years.
Agreed.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the Mann Act, but it sounds good enough for me, because I got a feeling he was doing a lot of Mann acting.
It's where you bring a hooker across the state line.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Why not just go to their state?
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather go there?
Yeah, because usually...
Diddy, you did it wrong.
Usually they're in Vegas, right? Yeah. I mean, don't you just go there?
Yeah, I think this thing's going to end up, and like I said earlier in the show, I think the jury's going to get this thing, and they're going to be on a crunch, because they're going to be like, okay, look, guys, we got to come up with something before the July 4th weekend. I am not going to be sequestered somewhere in a hotel during July 4th. Okay.
But the only thing is, there were a lot of guns. They did have a lot of people. So that's the
Narco.
Yeah, narco. And then they burned that one guy's car. So
who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'd have a better handle on this if we'd been able to see it in the courtroom all this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you.
But because all we get is bits and pieces, so we really don't know, you know, how the jury reacted to all this. I mean, I just don't know. But we'll find out probably later on this week. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we gotta go. Gotta go. Tuesday in the bag, man.
Tuesday is in the bag.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be back here. You guys have a great day today. If it does storm today, just, you know, try to take care of yourself. Seek shelter.
Seek shelter's good.
Seek
one.
Shelter,
good one.
Man. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wherever you can find it, right?
What would you call it? All what right. kind of storms were they today?
Oh, today is...
No, what you told us, they weren't severe. They were what?
Really?
Really yucky? No, really...
Nasty.
Really
nasty.
Really nasty storms
really,
today.
Really nasty.
That was the official forecast from BJ Harris. It's really, really nasty storms.
I hope we get them.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I like thunderstorms.
I don't like the hail. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Not a fan of the hail. Yeah. Why? You have a $1,000 deductible. All those cars will be
and
shot to
hell.
Yeah,
they're all parked outside.
They're under a tree, though. Yeah. It protects them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I don't mind the hail. Bring it on, man. Bring it on. Bring on the nasty. I love nasty.
Really nasty.
DJ loves nasty. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.